Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Deborah Grawk. New data shows that India is set to overtake Britain as the leading country of origin for overseas-born Australians as soon as this year. The leading country has traditionally been the UK, but new data from the Australian Bureau of Statistics shows migration from there is trending downwards. Its annual migration report confirms that more Australians have now been born overseas than at any point since Federation. Behind the rise is a huge uptick of Indians calling Australia home, with more than 900,000 Indian-born migrants recorded by June 2024. The Northern Territory government has passed what it says are the strongest bail laws in the country. Parliament had been urgently recalled following the fatal stabbing of a Darwin shopkeeper, allegedly by an 18-year-old who had been out on bail for a separate offence. The changes are modelled on laws in New South Wales and Victoria, but target more crimes and do not differentiate between adult and youth offenders. Independent MP Justine Davis says she believes the laws may not have been properly considered.
The government said clearly they haven't consulted any experts for this bill because they're bringing it in this state of urgency. We do need urgent solutions, but we need urgent solutions, as I said, that we know are going to work, that we know that we've thought through, that we've had time to do our job that we've been elected to do.
Ukraine and the US have announced an economic deal after Donald Trump called for Kyiv to compensate Washington for the money it was spending to help them repel Russia's invasion. The US president had earlier announced he wanted access to Ukraine's rare earth materials as a condition for continuing US support in the war. Talks had stalled after a tense Oval Office meeting between US and Ukrainian leaders. The leader of Pakistan-administered Kashmir says his government is preparing a humanitarian response in case of further conflict with India. Kashmir President Sultan Mahmood Chaudhry says Pakistan has what it calls credible intelligence that India may soon launch military action. Tensions have surged since a 22nd of April attack in Kashmir that killed 26 tourists. The president says they are now getting ready for whatever happens.
There are a lot of activities going on and anything could happen. So we are getting ready and prepared for it anyway. And these few days, as I said, are very important.
Australia's Treasurer says he's optimistic about the economy following the release of the latest inflation data. The latest Consumer Price Index from the Australian Bureau of Statistics shows underlying inflation is now at 2.9% on an annual basis. That is the lowest trimmed mean inflation rate since the December 2021 quarter. Jim Chalmers says the result is evidence that Labor's approach to economic management is working.
And I find that the progress on inflation has been especially encouraging. It's a demonstration of the progress we've made together. It's proof of the responsible way that we've been going about managing the economy in uncertain times.
Meanwhile, new research shows people who work from home are saving an estimated $5,300 a year. The analysis from the Committee for Economic Development says their study also shows productivity is greater for home-based employees, with those workers able to complete nearly 20% more hours than those in the office. CEDA economist James Brooks says they have found flexible working arrangements have increased workplace participation by more than 4% post-COVID. He says that is especially true for primary carers, people with disability, and single parents.
The likelihood that they're in a job at all has actually increased. So this is a function of a tight labour market and demand for workers, but it's hard to ignore that working from home has given more people opportunities, so they're able to find more jobs which are suited to them.
The convicted star of the hit docuseries Tiger King has thrown his support behind Prime Minister Anthony Albanese. Joe Exotic's Instagram endorsement was made in the hope that Mr. Albanese would call US President Donald Trump and urge his release from prison. He's currently serving a sentence for the attempted murder of industry rival Carol Baskin. But Mr. Albanese has appeared amused by the endorsement, telling the National Press Club he sees it as some levity in the campaign.
He's in jail, isn't that the question? I wasn't even aware of all of that, but, you know, I'll let that go through. I think the point of that question was to ask the question rather than to get a serious answer, I hope.
I'm Deborah Rourke. This is SBS News in Easy English.